Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
On this edition of the Covenant Journey Bible Podcast, we're going to be talking about the earliest Christian creeds of the first century Christians. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. Now, there are a number of early Christian creeds cited in the New Testament. We're familiar with the various creeds. Some people in different churches recite the creeds on a weekly basis or periodically. These Christian creeds that we're reciting goes back to the early times. But there are very, very early Christian creeds in the New Testament itself. And in fact, there are several places where there are Christian creeds. The most significant creed, and we're going to talk about this, is found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 7. We'll come back to that in a few moments. But there are other Christian creeds, and we're going to talk about this particular one. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 29, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. There's other ones as well that scholars have identified, Romans 1, 3 through 4, Romans 10, 9, 1 Timothy 3, 16, 2 Timothy 2, 8. Dr. Gary Habermas also has looked at Acts chapter 22, in chapter 2, verses 22 through 36, Romans 4, 25, and others as well, including 1 Peter 3:18. But I want to look at three of the earliest Christian creeds. The first one is going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. Now, this one is very, very important. Why? Because of the date of this creed. The scholars believe that this is the earliest Christian creed, or certainly one of the earliest that we have. And it goes back at least to the mid-40s. In fact, no scholar dates it later than the mid-40s AD. And some actually date it within a year or two of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this even includes many so-called very liberal scholars. Combining this very early date and the message itself and its importance is very obvious. In other words, the early Christians of the first century developed this creed and they recited it. And we see it actually stated by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me begin reading from verse 3. "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received." Let me stop there before I go on any further. Paul, as a rabbinical student, knew what these words mean when he says delivered and received. As an English reader without the history of what that means, particularly in the Old Testament for rabbis, for scribes, we pass over these particular words and we don't think much about them. But in my master's thesis that I did with regards to part of this area of research, these words are technical terms used by rabbis and scribes or rabbinical students. Delivering, passing on to the people, either verbally through oral transmission or in writing, information that they had actually received. In other words, they are a conduit from the past to the present, and they are being very particular to make sure that what they pass on, what they deliver, is exactly what they have received. That is a very technical term. We're going to see it again in 1 Corinthians in just a moment. So it begins with this, and when you hear that, you realize he is passing down something to us that he's very meticulous about transmitting it to us from where he had gotten that in the past. In other words, Paul did not create this creed that we're getting ready to actually read. Why is it that this creed is dated so early? Well, one, because the book of Corinthians is dated very early. And yet this creed predates the writing of the book of Corinthians. And that's why no one dates this later than the mid-40s AD, and even dated some within a couple of years of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it is the earliest Christian creed that our brothers and sisters who were following Jesus Christ, even risking their lives, were reciting to one another as they came together to worship. So let's begin again. Verse 3, 1 Corinthians 15. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. And this is what he's delivering. Here's the beginning of the creed. And notice that it's first importance. This is the most important thing about the Christian faith. And here's where the creed actually says, and this is what they would recite. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried and raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of all who are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to the apostles. And this part of it here is not part of it because obviously Paul is referring to himself here. Last of all, as one untimely born, he appeared to me. So here's the creed. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He appeared to Cephas, which is Peter, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Now, that last part may or may not have been part of the original creed, but clearly what was is Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and he appeared to Cephas or Peter, then to the 12. He died, he was buried, he was resurrected, and his resurrection was witnessed by the apostles. Paul also adds, it was also witnessed by more than 500 individuals, most of whom are still alive. So if you want to check out this story, check it out. Be my guest. There is not one word, not one syllable, not one vowel, one consonant anywhere written by somebody saying, but I reject that, or I actually was stating I was an eyewitness and I recant that. Not one, not in any word or paragraph anywhere. This was a well-known phenomenon that Christ died, he was buried, he rose on the third day, and he appeared. And it was never contradicted by anyone. So this was the early Christian creed. That's why he said this is of first importance. This is the essence of the gospel. And in fact, here's another one. It's also in 1 Corinthians, and this one is in chapter 11, verse 23. This is another creed that the early Christians recited. This also is very, very early. Could have been the same time in the mid-40s or even a couple of years after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Chapter 11, 1 Corinthians, and beginning in verse 23. Notice the beginning. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. Do you hear that? Paul is saying the same thing. Listen up, people. I'm giving you a specific message for the present to pass down to future generations that I have received. What is it that he has received? Why is he being so meticulous? That I deliver to you that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So what is actually part of that creed? Clearly the quoted words that come directly from Jesus. When they would get together for communion, as we still do today, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." This is part of those early Christian creeds. Let's look at one more, and this is going to be in the book of Philippians. And Philippians will be chapter 2, and we'll look at verse 6 through 11, but it begins in verse 6. Let me back up a little bit earlier than that, and let's begin in verse 5. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." And this one, unlike the others, does not begin with, "I delivered what I also received." But it is still likely one of these early Christian creeds about who Jesus was. Verse 6, "Who," Jesus, "being in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." When you begin reading these words, these are 2,000 years old. And there's other passages in the New Testament with these early Christian creeds. You know, sometimes in various liturgy, some liturgy is full of creeds. And sometimes, you know, reciting them, you run the risk of just taking them for granted. We never ought to take our creeds for granted. But in others, we have essentially ignored the creeds. And I think we miss a lot, because these creeds are recitals of the essence of our Christian faith. And these early creeds were cited and recited by the earliest Christians. Going back to just a few years, we know, in the cases of Corinthians, to the time of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. This is the essential essence of the Christian message and ministry. In fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15 speaks about the fact that the resurrection is central. It says in later passages of 1 Corinthians 15, where this creed is located, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people the most to be pitied." The resurrection of Jesus Christ is central, core to our belief, to our practice, to Christianity. Gary Habermas is one of the world experts. I encourage you to ultimately read his material. You can search for him on the web, Gary Habermas. He's a professor at Liberty University. But he is a world-renowned professor known for going through the discussions and proofs of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I actually did a Bible podcast on that for Easter, and you can find it on our Covenant Journey Bible podcast list. I encourage you to listen to it, because it is the most important, as Paul says, of first importance, that he received, that he was handing down for future generations. You can trust in the Scriptures, and you can certainly trust and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? That is the question. What are you going to do with this person who is called Jesus Christ? He is the essence of the Scriptures. He is the essence of salvation. He is the essence of our lives. And we have so many evidences and proofs, both historically in the Scripture and by pressing into our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is alive and well. He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Word made flesh. He is the Word that transforms the world, the universe, in creation and in recreating you, in the salvation, in the life, burial, death, resurrection, in the forgiveness that He is freely given to each one of you. May you continue to press in and learn more, not just the details of what is the first importance, but the essence and the heart and soul of our Lord Jesus Christ. For more information, visit covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.